The Podcast Empire, podcast mastery for women in business.
Welcome to the Podcast Empire. If we haven't met before, my name is Tracy Cook. I'm a podcast launch strategist. And today, in the Podcasting Profit Secrets series, what we're going to be talking about is planning your podcast episodes with a purpose. And if you're a beginner podcaster, this is going to be so beneficial for you to listen to today. Because if you don't want your podcast to run out of steam, then you need to take the time to plan your podcast episodes for the week or for the months ahead. Now, in fact, you can plan your episodes a full year in advance if you're that inclined, and that really helps you out if you're up for the job. Now, there's a ton of benefits in good planning. And when you don't think that far ahead because you think coming up with podcast topics is easy, then you seriously need to rethink your strategy. And sooner or later, I guarantee you that you're going to run out of things to say, or you'll be recycling the same ideas over and over again. And your podcast will be landing in the laps of a non-ideal listening audience, then you'll lose interest, you'll lose your passion, and I don't want that for you. So let's talk about content ideas. Because when you get to that point, your audience is going to unfollow you in droves. And it's because you're no longer providing anything of value to them. But there is a solution. There is hope. There is another road to take. And when you plan in advance, you're able to basically get a bird's eye view of the entire podcast content strategy. And you can easily check if you're still on the right path to fulfilling your mission and vision. Or if you're someone who has gone off the road, you haven't hit your benchmarks, and you lose hope, you're getting a lot of unfollows. And if it's the latter, then you can make the necessary adjustments so that your next episodes fall into your show's niche. Commitment is key. Consistency and commitment is key. No matter how well you plan out your podcast content strategy, if you don't have the discipline and you don't have the commitment to stick to your plans, to achieve your goals, to get your message of impact, to help people in their lives, then you might as well just skip this part. Because seriously, one of the major roadblocks to many a podcast success is the lack of commitment. And you don't want to be one of those who lose hope and motivation the moment they come across obstacles. There are going to be obstacles in your podcasting journey. And as you listen to me now, I want you to promise yourself you're going to stay committed to your goals, whatever they may be. Your podcast might be about a nonprofit organization that you have, and you're delivering education and information to a broader audience by leveraging the power of podcasting. But if you don't have commitment and consistency to achieve that goal, your podcast is not going to make an impact. You're going to lose hope, and your nonprofit will fall by the wayside. And you don't want to be one of those who lose hope and motivation the moment you come across obstacles. And if you don't have a specific goal in mind for your podcast, well, now is the time to get one. What is your why? Why did you start a podcast? It's not for your ego. It's not a hobby. You can make serious money from this podcast. What are you hoping to achieve? Do you want to use your podcast as a marketing vehicle to get the word out about your brand, your product, your service, your opportunity? Or are you looking to turn it into an extra income stream? Perhaps you want to use it as a platform to generate highly qualified leads for your business. Maybe it's part of your marketing mix and it's a marketing funnel for you. There are so many different ways that you can leverage your podcast to build out your business and your brand. You need to start with your foundations and commitment and consistency and thinking about why you want to start a podcast is going to set you apart from the people who give up statistically after 15 episodes. And it's all because they didn't have a content plan. So get your head around that, because podcasting is not easy, but it is simple. And there is a lot of work and planning involved. And without the right mindset and without your mission and your vision and your why, your podcast is not going to last very long. Let's talk about organizing your content. When it comes to content organization, there are many, many different ways that you can go about it. Now, if you're old school, the old fashioned type, you may be comfortable with a notepad, a pen and a paper. That's great. You've got a strategy. You've got a content plan. But if you're a bit more techier, then there's no shortages of apps that can actually help you out. I personally love a Trello board or a Google sheet. And I'm going to share with you some tested and tried techniques to get your content organized. Now, you can use a content or editorial calendar. And there's a reason why editorial calendars have been around for ages, because they work. And for content creators like podcasters, bloggers, copywriters, social media managers, publishers, etc., a content calendar can literally mean the difference between success and failure. Whether you work alone or work as a team, you have a co-host, a calendar can help organize not just your content, but your personal life as well. Time is our biggest asset. We don't want to waste it. We want to be strategic. We want to be intentional. Now, there are plenty of different calendar apps that you can use, both free and both paid versions. And the best ones you can use to organize your show's new content is a Google Calendar. And all you need is a Google account, which who doesn't have one of those, right? And you're good to go. Start planning. And the awesome thing about a Google Calendar is that you're not limited to using only one calendar. You can add as many calendars as you need and assign different colors to each calendar. So, for example, in your Google Calendar, you can add calendars for your podcast, your blog, your social media, and your personal calendar. One of the success indicators is in your planning. It is a habit. And if you only want to view your podcast calendar, then simply untick all the other calendars that you don't want to see. And if you want to invite guests over to your show, you can send them an invitation directly from your calendar. In my podcast launch strategy mastermind, my signature program, I teach my clients on how to actually schedule out their content, so that they're not wasting time, so that they're not seeing the shiny ball off into the distance and going off track. They're staying on topic to attract their ideal audience, so you can have your message of impact land in their laps. You're going to have leads, you're going to have sales, you're going to have increased subscribers. You're going to build and engage your audience. You're going to create culture and community around your podcast. And one of the things that I teach my clients in my signature program is how to do this. So you can do it directly from your Google Calendar, or you can set up Calendly where your guests can book a time that is actually available that you have pre-scheduled. Now, what does that mean? That means when you go to Calendly, you can block out all of the times that you're not available in your personal life and things like that. So when you hand out your Calendly link to a potential guest, when they go to schedule on your online calendar, they can only see available times because you've already pre-planned when you're not going to be available. And another great thing about a Google Calendar is that you can add a description to your calendar entry. So say episode 10, you want to talk about the importance of podcasting. You can write your notes, create an outline, or even attach files to support your notes for this particular episode. Depends on how organized you want to be, how focused you can become, how intentional and strategic to save you time so you're not wasting time and money. You're taking time away from your family or other income-producing things you could be doing in your business and brand. And you can see a content or editorial calendar is a very powerful tool, and use it to your advantage by planning your episodes in advance. For some, it may be a week in advance. For others, 2 weeks, maybe a month. And give your followers the incentive to keep on listening to your shows. Now, for example, how many times have you listened to a podcast and they've actually said, on next week episode, we're going to be talking about XYZ, and you think, oh, wow, I must tune in next week to listen to that. If you're not planning ahead, then that is money potentially that you're leaving on the table, that is leads walking out the door, and you're not using your episode time to be able to deliver more value to your audience. So how do we brainstorm episode topics? For brainstorming, you're going to need to set aside, you know, time every week or month, preferably some quiet time to get your brain working. And you can brainstorm alone, or you can ask your co-host or your team, even your guests, to help out if you're feeling stuck. And there are several brainstorming techniques that you can actually use. So for group brainstorming, you can ask each person in the group to come up with ideas regarding a specific topic, and you can have them verbally say it and have someone write it down, like scribe it, or record it in audio and transcribe it. Or you can ask everyone to write their thoughts down within, say, 5 minutes. Usually with group brainstorms, you may need to consider having an incentive in place to motivate everyone to think really hard. Hey, let's do this brainstorming session, and then after this, let's go out and grab coffee and cake. Have an incentive if you're building a team. Now, for solo brainstorming sessions, I don't want you to go into rabbit holes and overthinking mode, because you'll just never dig yourself out of those. You need to get creative so you can think outside the box. And there's the associative brainstorming technique, wherein you write down everything you associate with a particular topic. And then there's the word storm technique, where you write down all of the words you can think of when you see another word. So one thing leads to another. And if you're the visual type, then mind mapping may be the right technique for you. So you can show relationships between various ideas, and you can then come up with different themes, which you can discuss in a number of episodes. And again, these are just ideas to get the ball rolling for you. Research your topic in depth. Ask questions. Go to Quora or online forums. Go out on the street, talk to people. Use your social media. What would you like me to talk about on my podcast? And there is another great website, and it is called Answer the Public. Write your question or your niche or your industry in there, in the search bar. It's free. Answer the Public is one of the tools that I use for researching my content. It is a time saver. And what Answer the Public is, it is a website where you can type into the search bar, for example, start a podcast, and it will generate hundreds and hundreds of questions that people are typing into Google, and then you create content around that so you're speaking to your ideal audience. You can download it as a CSV file, and you've got never-ending content. You can also go to Google and type in start a podcast, and you can go to people also recommend, click the arrows and see what people also recommend, what people are asking for, and create content around that. So when we write an outline or a script for each episode, some people like to freeball it and just are natural speakers and are great. They know their content. Their words are just rolling. The value is being delivered. Most people, though, are not like that. They may need a little bit more structure or an outline or a framework for each episode. So they make sure they're not missing anything, and they make sure they're connecting with their audience. Now, some people use outlines like bullet points, and so the others prefer scripts. You can't go wrong with either method. So having a structure in place for your episodes will help you get into the groove of things. It'll help you find your voice. It'll help you deliver the message that you need to deliver. And it'll be easy for you to flow from one point to the other, one question to the next, and so on. And you'll lessen the instances of needing to put your microphone on mute so you can think of the next thing to say. While you're certainly free to edit your recording, just know that by working off a structured outline or script, you'll be saving a ton of time in the editing process. And if you're not sure which method is good for you, then why don't you try both? Work with a bullet point outline first, and then record an episode. How does it feel? Did it flow for you? Did you feel as though you were more organized but can also naturally speak about your topic? And see how long it takes you from writing the outline to the finished and edited audio. Then do the same thing with a script and see which one helps you to work out more efficiently for your podcast. You don't want to spend too much time on editing. It is so much better to organize your episode's content in advance and have that to your advantage. Now, it may take you a few episodes until you finally find the system that works for you. So don't be afraid to experiment and try out new processes. We all work at different speeds. Figure out the perfect process and the system that will help you crank out high quality content for your show. You may decide to record weekly or monthly, or maybe you set aside an afternoon a month where you just batch create and get all of your episodes out so you can schedule them. That's what I prefer. I'm in the moment. I'm in the zone, because sometimes life happens and distracts us. But if we can dedicate a certain time to be able to deliver our episodes with a solid content marketing strategy around that, with a script or an outline, you can only go up and increase your subscribers to your podcast. Check out the links below. We have the Podcasting Profit Secrets ebook, and we will see you on the next episode of the podcast Profit Secrets Inside the Podcast Empire. Thank you for joining me. We'll see you in the pod.
The Podcast Empire, podcast mastery for women in business.